Welcome to the Metropolitan Police. This is Bernard Hogan Hale, the Commissioner. An operator will be with you as soon as possible. If your call is an emergency, please hang up and redial 999. Please note your call may be recorded. Police operator, your reason for calling?
Hello, I was just wondering if you can give me some general help. In 2014, an application was put against myself for an antisocial behaviour order that was for the organisation of illegal raves, the respondent's case was. I went to court and I proved my innocence against the respondent's case under Section 63 of the Crime and Disorder Act 1994.
Hang on, before we say, you don't have to give me all the acts and sections, just tell me basically what's happened.
Basically, I went to court and I proved my innocence and I was found not guilty. Yeah, basically, I've got the transcripts of that actually proving that I wasn't found guilty. Now, what I've actually managed to work out since then is that the developer of the application is a Steve Ellsmore, and he done that under a Jane Johnson's command. Yeah, who is the commanding officer for North London, I believe. Now, what I understand is that the URN numbers, which are information reports, every police officer has a special login when logging into the police national computer. And I understand in that development of what the police done is, 15 police officers sat round a table and they logged in one after the other, creating unique URN numbers that run consecutively, one straight after the other, and they changed the created dates on them information logs. And what they done is they spreaded them out over a whole year. At the same time, they made loads of 999 calls in the actual system, and in creating the 999 calls, they actually managed to the timestamps were wrong in all of the 999 calls. They backdating each other. Now, I've been continuously trying to get a police officer and manager of Steve Ellsmore to oversee the information that I've been proving beyond reasonable doubt. I've been sending them copies of it. The actual 999 calls, when they were being created, yeah.
The same police are making 999 calls.
Yeah, but I've got evidence. I've got a folder here right now, a bundle. And what actually happened is not.
Yes,
sir, go on.
You're also saying that police were changing reports on the police national computer.
Yes, that's correct, and I've got evidence.
Hang on, let me stop
here.
Police can't do that.
Sir, may I say something?
Let me finish. Okay, police can access a PNC, as you know, we must know. Yeah, right, they can access the PNC, but the only people that can change reports and change information on the PNC are the people that actually work for the PNC Bureau who are employed by the government, who are not part of the police and don't even work in a police building.
Yes. From that information that I've listened to, I had that sort of belief myself. So what I actually done is I writ to there's MetCC, there's Storm, and there's Arms. Yeah, I actually writ to the developers of the software.
You wrote.
Pardon? Yeah, I wrote to them, and what I've actually have off them is, they actually gave me a thing showing me that members of the police, Gold Command, and the same for the fire ambulance, can actually change the created dates. Now, what the problem was, when I was at my actual folder that I have here now, I have like 10 information reports off of police, where the police have gone in and logged into the police computers and done that. I've got it. When I was served an application, yeah,
Where did you get those 10 information reports?
The police made Steve Ellsmore made them under his own development. Now,
how did you get them?
Because my solicitor handed them to me because it's the application of my case. Now, normally, in most instances, this is my issue, yeah? In most instances, if this was one criminal case against somebody, no one would ever be able to prove their innocence in this. But what the mistake here that was made here is the police put 10 cases, incidents, on different dates all in one folder. Now, in doing that, these dates all refer to different dates throughout an annual yearly period. Now, when I was actually looking at the information reports, which I have in front of me, 10 different ones with 10 different police officers' names, they start with URN numbers, and the URN number is YERT00376227, for instance, on this one here. Yeah, with Steve Elsmore's login name. Now, what actually happens is, you go to the next information report, which is another day, and it has the same URT number, but with one number above. A police officer logs straight in, and they change the created dates. And I've got another one here that does exactly the same. It goes up one number, then another one here that goes up another number to 798. And they're all unique, these URN numbers. But the created dates were changed throughout.
What is your name?
My name is Mr. Simon Cordell. These police are...
Simon.
Yeah, and these...
Are you calling tonight, Simon?
I'm calling from my home address where I've been held...
What's your home address?
My home address is 109 Burncroft Avenue.
And why are you calling tonight? Because...
Because right now I understand, because I understand my human rights and what you as an original police officer.
Simon, I'm going to give you some advice now as a police officer. I'm a police officer. If you've got a problem or a complaint against the police and you need to lodge that about you being unfair.
Sir.
Hang on, let me finish. My turn to talk.
Yes, okay.
You believe there's corruption in the police. You need to go to your solicitor, you need to lodge a complaint with a solicitor, or professionally lodge a complaint with the police.
I have.
Or you need to go to the IPCC.
Sir. Got it, okay, sir.
If you've already done that, then you must let them do their job, alright?
Sir, can I say something? Okay, I respect what you've said to me, yeah, and I'm asking for the better judgment of yourself, which I understand that you are trying to give that to me. But what my other issue is, that I've got lots of issues here, that this case clearly said that it was illegal, the organisation of illegal raves, yeah? So therefore, if it's illegal, I should have been arrested under that pretense, yeah? Because it's criminal and civil law. Yeah, now I've never been arrested for something that was illegal. Now what I actually done is I lodged 3 complaints in, official complaints in, through the police procedures, and I'd done that under the IPCC's advice to do that. Now they told me, I've got a letter here where the complaint was suspended until the case is over because it can cause prejudice to the case. Yeah, the ongoings of the case. Now, what's been going on is these police understand that no matter what, the second that I get to court, I will prove that a Section 63 should never have been imposed on me because it's for only outdoor events. And in private... But they keep postponing the case till September. But the issue, which is I've been waiting since 2013 to prove I'm innocent. Now, what I actually done is to go for...
Did you swear originally when you first called it, you were found not guilty?
Yeah, I was, and I've got the transcripts here to prove that. Yeah, but when I was found not guilty, what the judge, under the applicant's case, I was found not guilty. But what they actually done, I've got the transcript saying that he wasn't found guilty for organising the race. What she actually done was, in the court, she goes, well, in 2013, you swore at a police officer. I've got it in the transcripts. She goes, so I'm going to give you the ASBO for that. But that's a Section 5 or 4 under the Riot Act. And I should have been arrested then for that. Or I should have had a member of the public put several...
Well, who's going to get that judge?
Yeah, judge, she done it incorrect. And I'm waiting...
Are you complaining against the judge?
Yeah, I read 2 Article 6s in, and I proved that all of the 999 calls go backwards in time, yeah, from the previous ones, yeah. It happens in about... Because I got... They accused me of 93 incident numbers, yeah, but they only gave me the paperwork to 30 of them, yeah, for one day. Now, in them 30 days, they blocked out all the grid... all of the location numbers, yeah, and forgot to block out the grid numbers. Now, when I checked the grid numbers... Now, I'm being accused of one place being in one place progress way. These grid numbers showed that these locations were all across the country. Yeah, I couldn't be in 100 places.
Simon, why are you actually calling tonight?
Because I'm stuck in my house being held hostage, and I'm scared to walk down my street because...
Can you come walk down?
I can't do what's...
Let me finish. Your court case is not until September. You're innocent or proven guilty. You can walk wherever you want.
I've got 15 of the highest ranking officers, yeah, that have sat there at a table, manufactured the evidence and fabricated it together, yeah. They can, under Article 3 of my human rights, it's inhumane. And
why would they do that? Why would 15 high level officers be interested in you?
I've got the paperwork here to prove that that's happened, yeah.
September and prove it there. Talking to me on the phone
is
not going to change anything.
Well, I would like to understand who oversees PC Elsmore's work. Because he clearly...
PC Elsmore
is attached to Edmonton Police Station.
Okay, then that would be the Borough Commander of Edmonton, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and only the commander Borough of Edmonton. Now, I've written Article 6 in, which is in the right to a fair trial, yeah? Now, I've proved all that in that Article 6, I've time-stamped everything. Every CAD number that goes backwards, every geological location, and I've proved all these things.
So why are you telling me this?
Because you signed up to protect us, the people. Your wages are there to protect me and to protect my friends and... Because I want a police officer. I want police officers to be. This police officer now has been told to go away. Yeah, he's been told to go away and to unretract everything in the books that he falsified, along with the other officers, and to hand it in. The judge has told them that's their orders right this second.
You're going to court till September.
Yeah, again. Once I've been to court already 9 times, sir. Yeah, but I've been to court 9 times trying to get my freedom. Right now, Section 63 is being imposed against me.
So I'm going to have to go now. You need to take it away.
What is your name again, sir? Sir, what is
it? My name's PC Lean, okay. Thank you very much.
PC Lean, I've been recording this conversation. I hope you'd like to know that. And if you'd like me to play it back to you...